Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Peter Sacco is here. Peter is a new friend. Dr. Peter Sacco is a psychology professor at McMaster's University. He's the author of a number of books, including What's Your Anger Type? And he's here to talk to us today, and also fiction, by the way, not only some studious nonfiction, but also some fiction. And he's here to talk to us about, or to ask the question, and hopefully find the answer to, what would happen if we woke up tomorrow and there was no internet? Dr. Sacco, welcome to the show.
Well, it's so great to be here, Jim. I think the first question would be anybody who's got an old LP player. Go put your Ozzy Osbourne on Crazy
Train. Yes, exactly. And you know, and depending on whether it's automated or not, you might have to reach over and lift the arm up and place it on the, you know, if you got a really fancy one, you place the arm on the record, right, on the album.
You got it.
I'd probably be putting on some Drifters or something like that instead of Ozzy. But anyway, it's good to have you here. You know, I heard someone talking about the two younger generations. In fact, he was a millennial. He's a millennial expert. He speaks about that group, the 20-somethings mostly. And he said, if you want your printer fixed or installed, he said, call my older brother. He's a Gen X. He's very tech savvy. He said, but don't call me because I'm a millennial. He said, millennials are not tech savvy, we're tech dependent.
Oh, absolutely. That's totally the truth. You know what? I'm a big internet fan myself. I'm not addicted to it, not codependent upon it. And I'm not a big person that goes and checks out wikis. But I'd be curious, though, Jim, check it out. Maybe, do we have pictures of what a millennial looks like, a Y, an X, like under wiki, and a little history? Mom's like the dinosaurs.
Right, exactly. Yeah, a catalog. Well, you know, we're all... And we're having some fun at the millennials' expense for a second, but the truth is, I know people my age who, if they couldn't be on Facebook, we'd have to dart them and have them put in a home somewhere. I mean, if their Facebook went away, they wouldn't care whether it came in over the internet or not, as long as they could get their Facebook.
No, you know what, Jim? But that's indicative of what really this generation's all about. And I'm not going to just say it's just the millennials. There's a lot of my generation that have gotten caught up in it.
I'm talking about baby boomers.
Yeah, this is their prime time. This is their reality.
If they couldn't look at what everybody else is doing for lunch, they couldn't handle it.
Well, yeah, and that's just what it is, and I think a lot of it is built on instant gratification and attention-seeking. It's just like, well, look, this is my reality show here. See what I'm doing. See what I've had for lunch on my corned beef on rye. Did I have cabbage or no?
Well, see, in my business, we literally have grown our publishing company into a multimedia manufacturer of content, largely, almost completely because of the internet. So my company's, the success of my business is dependent upon the internet. So we use it like crazy. We use the heck out of it. We have employees, every one of my employees spend most of their day in and out of the internet producing content, publishing content. So I'm not going to minimize the internet. The question is how are you using it, right? Are you addicted to something that's productive, or is it affecting your relationships? Is it affecting your work? What would happen if you didn't have it, right? What could you do without it?
Yeah, and that's just it. You know what? I think a lot of people would be able to revert back to the old ways, like in terms of research, in terms of getting life, not having to walk around with their faces glued to a phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in the same boat as you, Jim. I use my website for a lot to get my work out there. And actually, in fact, I got free books on my website, folks. So if anybody wants to go there, you can go to petersacco.com and download free.
Facebook. S-A-C-C-O. Go ahead.
Yep. And, you know, I think it's a great way of bringing stuff out there. I'm a huge bullying advocate up here in Canada in the northern parts of the state. And I give away, we give away free stuff all the time on there because we're trying to stop cyberbullying, which is a huge thing, Jim, where it's come out of the classrooms and off the streets now into, under the internet. And so I guess one positive, and I'd never want to see the internet go away. I think it would reduce cyberbullying and also online pornography and online infidelity, like that kind of stuff. Like people would ask, well, what would be the good part of it? And I think probably three things right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the let's talk about quickly what would cause the internet to go away. Number one, if there were a you know, some kind of a electric what's the term I want to use, the explosion, some kind of a electrical charged explosion that you know, we had an assault or something, or if a meteor burst over you know the earth, it could zap all of our stuff like that, and that could take out a lot of stuff. So then you'd be without it. But another thing, the other things are, in my opinion, the biggest threat to the internet, in my opinion, right now, Peter, is the government.
Yeah,
the Obama administration just made the 20-year most successful thing we've ever done into a public utility. He's recently also turned over governance. He's in the process of turning over governance, a very successful governance of the internet, to a global group.
Yeah,
those are dangerous things.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. I think, you know, and I use the title as a metaphor just to, you know, the book, The Internet Apocalypse, to show the over-addiction and codependence upon it. But you're right. When I am asked, you know, could it really happen? Yeah, the meteor shower thing is, you know, a distinct possibility, according to a friend of mine who's an astronomer.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, I think you nailed it right on the head, Jim. It's either going to be government that wrecks it, or it's going to be, and I hate to say this, it's going to be an act of terrorism, internet terrorism, that would literally wipe out the system. If somebody really wanted to disable the economy and disable life,
right. That's
the place to go, because you're right, Jim. So many people, they foster their lives on it.
Well, and if there are politicians, there's a political ideology that wants to have more control over my life and your life, and the more you and I are committed and connected and devoted and addicted to the internet, the more control they can potentially have over us. So that's something to think about. Peter, give us the website again, please.
Yep, you can get my book and free books at petersacco.com. That's petersacco.com.
All right.
And I hope you enjoy them.
And so when we come back, we're going to talk about the implications. What are the implications for us of our potential addiction to the internet?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.